We missed a week last week, but I think we were in the middle of discussing the sugya of Nasan Huba Amrahi on Heyomud Beis. So again, just to get us back where we were and to continue from there, the Gemara here says on Heyomud Beis that Tan Rabbanan Ketzad Bekesef, how does Kiddushei Kesef work? So the Gemara says, Nasan Lo Kesef, Oshava Kesef, Amal Ariat Mekudeshes, Ariat Mureses, Ariat Lila Intu. Right, he gives her kesef or shava kesef. Says to her, "Hareat mukudeshesli," or one of the other lashonos that are effective. So it's nasan hu, as we'll see in a moment, and amrahi amarhu. Harezu mukudeshes. Avalhi shenasna the amrahi. If she both declares and initiates the maisa kedushin as well, hareni mukudeshes. Lecha hareni mureses lecha hareni lecha leintu eina mekudeshes. So the Gemara says maskeflor papa tabed nasan huva amarhu hanasan huva amrahi eina mekudeshes. Gemara just points out that we have two extreme cases. We have the typical case which is effective nasan huva amarhu. He gives, he speaks, that works. We're also told that nasna huva amrahi. If she does everything, it doesn't work. And we're left guessing what happens if you have a middle case, if you have a situation where he does the nesina and she does the amira. So from the ratio, the impression would be that anything less than nasan hu v'amarhu is not going to be effective. But Eima Seifa, when you look at the Seifa, which says, quote, aval hisha nasna lo v'amrahi lo avakidushin, that if she does everything, it's no good, the impression you get is the opposite. Tamad nasan huva amrahi hanasan huva amrahi have kiddushin. So the Gemara has pointed out an apparent contradiction. So the Gemara's answer is resha dafka seifa kedei nazba, that the resha is intended to be legally precise and the seifa is not so meduyak. It's there, you know, just as a kind of literary flourish, you can call it, you know, to complete the for the sake of paralleling the ratio. So the Gemara says, well, literary flourish is a fine and a good thing, you know, as long as it doesn't do any harm. But v'tani seifa milsa de sasra la l'resha, in a situation where the seifa, right, adds, you know, a bit of flourish, but it ends up confusing us legally, it doesn't seem, you know, to be worth, you know, the aesthetic, you know, value. So the Gemara says, Elohachi kamar, what we mean is as follows. It's not that there's a resha and a seifa. The seifa is supposed to be interpreted based on the resha. Elohachi kamar. This is what is intended. Nasan huva amaru pshita dava kiddushin. If it's he who takes the initiative, both in the sina and in amira, the kiddushin is cha. Nasan huva amrahi. And this is the diuk, this is the legal statement. Anything less than that, even if he gives and she talks, is nasa kemisha nasnahi v'amrahi v'lo v'kiddushin. In other words, the seifa is not the extreme opposite case. The seifa is the legal assessment of any case that falls short of the resha. Anything that falls short of nasan hu v'amar, who is alpidin, is legally the equivalent of nasnahi v'amrahi. That's what the Gemara is suggesting according to the Resha. If that is the case, then what emerges very clearly, according to the Resha, which we don't possibly like, seemingly, is that nasnahi v'amrahi is no worse than nasanhu v'amrahi. The amrahi, in other words, is sufficient to undermine the Kiddusha. Iboy Seima, second perspective in the Gemara, is that Nasan Huvamaru Mikudeshes. Nasna Hivamrahi Yena Mikudeshes. Nasan Huvamrahi Sveka Hivachashin Midrabanan. In other words, the second answer of the Gemara is that there's no stira. What the Gemara is actually establishing is that there are cases that are unequivocally, unequivocally known. Right, Nasan Huva Amarhu is unequivocally effective. Nasnahi Va Amrahi is clearly ineffective. And the case in between is really a case in between. It's exactly what it is. We're not sure. Safek hu v'chayshinan midrabban. So that's the Gemara's conclusion. And that's how we pask. And all the Rishonim seem to accept the view that Nasan hu v'amrahi is safek v'chayshinan midrabban, or something like that, as we'll see. So, what we already discussed was this Lashon, and I just want to finish that discussion first, and then we'll continue. This Lashon in the Gemara that we have in our text, which is Safeku, it's a doubt, V'chayshinan Midrabanan, and therefore Midrabanan, we are going to be Machmir. And of course, as the Ran points out, if you want to look at it again, it's in the back of the Gemara, right? The Gemara on, Aleph Omid Beis in the Dape Arif. The Ran zeroes in on this problem. Firstly, the Ran points out that there are two other girsos. Well, I shouldn't say it that way. There are two other formulations in the sugya. Our Gemara says Safeku v'chayshinan midrabana. In a second, we'll read inside that the Ran finds that to be a very difficult lasha. After all, typically, he'll say it in his own words in just a second, when you have a safek, a doubt, on a matter that seems to be a din Torah, safek daraisa is l'chumra. You wouldn't say safek hu v'chayshina midrabanan, you'd say safek daraisa v'chayshinan min haTorah. Right? So this phrase, safek hu v'chayshina midrabanan, is very legally problematic or challenging. So the first thing to note, as we'll see, is that the Rambam dropped the last words, chayshina midrabanan. He says, safeki. The Rif did the opposite. Well, the Rif came before the Rambam, but I mean, the Rif, if you look at the bottom of the page on Aleph Amud Beis, four lines up from the bottom, it says, Tanur Rabbanan, Ketzeh B'Kesef, Nasan L'Kesef, Shu Echad Mishmona B'Issar HaItalki, right? Oh, Shava Kesef, Amar Lo, he says to her, Hareat Mekudeshesli, Hareat Meuresesli, Harei L'Chali Intu, Harei Zeh Mekudeshes. Aval Hi Shenasan Lo, V'Amra Lo, Nasan Hi V'Amra Hi, Harei Ni Mekudeshes L'Cha, Harei Ni Meureses L'Cha, Harei Ni L'Chali Intu, Eine Mekudeshes. Okay. The chain im nasna hi the amarhu lo have a kiddushin. So first of all, the Rif relates to, we'll get this in a minute, the Rif and the Rambam, if I could have the Rambam for a second, paragimel halacha aleph, again next week we'll be back on source sheets, but I was running a little bit, and it's fine because today the Rif and the Ran are really all that we need. I see most people have that. So paragimel Hilchos Ishus Halacha Aleph and Beis. In Halacha Beis, the Rambam says Nasna hi ba'amra lo hareni mekudeshes l'cha hareni mereses l'cha hareni l'cha l'isha o b'chol lashon hakna eina mekudeshes. V'chein im nasna hi lo v'amar hu eina mekudeshes. So there's a case missing in the Gemara. In this missing case, the Rif and the Rambam both say Nasna hi ba'amar hu certainly does not work. We'll see in a moment that the Bali Tosas have a different, a more complex perspective on that. We'll get to. But then when the Rambam says, Nasan hu v'amrahi, right, which is the case of the Gemara, the middle case, the Rambam says, Harezu mukudeshes bisafek. That's safek kiddushin. What did he do? He drops the words, chayshinan midrabanan. Now if you look at the Rif, so he also says, that the chain of nasna hi ba'amarhu lo ava kiddushin, that's the transition line from aleph amud beis to beis amud aleph. And then he says, v'im nasan hu ba'amrahi chayshinan midrabanan utzrich again. So what did the Rif do? He took the line in our Gemara. I'm assuming, I can't be sure of this, but I'm assuming that it's correct. I don't think that there were different texts of the Gemara. I think the text of the Gemara said, Safek, v'chayshina midrabana. And the Rif, who was bothered by this question, right, took out the word Safek, and was left only with chayshinan midrabana. The Rambam was bothered by this, again, seeming oxymoron, and dropped the chayshina midrabanan, and kept the Safek. But the text that we have is Safek Kubachashin Midrabana. So this is what the Ran asks. If you look here at the Ran, on the bottom, Hai Lishna Damrinan Sveka Hava Vachashin Midrabana Mesapka Lituva, the Kimina Sveka, who, this is five lines from the bottom of the page. The Kimina Sveka, Lu Havali Sveka Doraisa. If it's a Safek, it's a Safek Minatora. The Hechi Kamer the Chashin Midrabanan. So why are you saying Chashin Midrabanan? It's a Safek Doraisa. Hamidaraisa Nami Kalamechash. Varav Alfasi. Kasa Balashan Azeb, Halachos, in Rasan Huva Amrahi, Chaishina Midrabana, the Tricha get below Kasav Svekahu. He's noting the position of the Rav. Then, as we continue, he says, two lines up from the bottom of the page, Varamam Kasav Aperaka Nizkar, Nasan Huva Amrahi, Arezim Kudashis Besafek, below his Kimidrabana and Klau, Elisafek Kidushin. So we have three views. We have the printed text of the Gemara. We have the Rif who says Chayshin Midrabanan, and we have the Rambam who says Safek Dorais. And each one of them require some sort of an explanation. So the Rif, who dropped the Safek in place of and kept the Chayshin Midrabanan, as I think I mentioned, there's a huge debate what he really means. So the Ran says that what he meant was, if you look here back in the Ran, after quoting the Rif, he says, this is now four lines up from the bottom of the page. Benira shu sabor dechiyam minan svekahu lav dafka de medina pshita de lo have kiddushin kiven de amrahi. The Ran says that the pshat in the Rif is that minatora there's no safek. Minatora it's like the first answer of the Gemara. Minatora, right? Even amrahi undermines kiddushin daraisa, okay. And there's no kiddushin.
So
no kiddushin. One second. Yeah. The Chachamim were machmir. And they treat it like a safek. Meaning, Minatorah, it doesn't work. Midrabanan, they said, you know what? We require again. For example, let's say, Bo'acher v'kidsha. Now, there's Reuven was Makadish Sara in the manner of Nosanhu. V'amrahi. So the way the Ran reads the Rif, what happens is Minat Torah, nothing happened. So if Bo'acher v'kidsha, if Shimon would come and do a regular Nasanhu v'amarhu, the Kiddushin would be Chal, and there wouldn't be a problem. However, since not everybody knows, and there were 500 guests at that wedding, the first one, right? And not everybody knows the Halachos, right? So Midrabanan, they said, you know what, before we let her live happily ever after with Shimon, we demand a get from Reuven. Chayshinan midrabanan. But minat Torah, what's the halacha? No good, because Amira is ma'keves minat Torah. Wow. The shita lano delami on Masachet Kiddushin, an anonymous work, obviously, right? Says exactly the opposite of the Ran. In the Rif. It says 1 second, Chayshina Midrabanan, meaning it's only a Chashash Drabanan. He says, you know why it's only Chashash Drabanan? Because Minat Torah, it certainly works. Because the only problem is the problem of Amira. And the Shitol Nodalami adds, and he says, what? In if you were buying a field, right, and you were Koni, gave the money to the, you know, to the Mocher. So you have to make a speech. The mocher is not allowed to say, okay, I hereby sell you my karka. The kone has to say, I hereby, with the money that I hand to you, acquire this piece of real estate. There's no requirement of amira, said Shiva Nodalami. Where do you find amira in anything? What is this, right? Shem yichu kutshabrichu, it's Sfiras Omer, you know, before the, Nodav Yehuda, objected. So the Shitol Nodalami says exactly the opposite. He says there's no din of Amira Minat Torah. It's only a requirement Rabbanan because of the same case, but exactly the opposite consideration. Namely, he's Mekadisher, right? But nothing of Amrahi. Not everybody in the crowd knows that the Amrahi is not an Ikuv Daraisa, which is not surprising because according to quite a few, one day in the Gemara and quite a few Rishonim, it is Ma'akev Doraisa. So there are people, in the, they don't have to be Kanoim there, and they don't have to be very much Amaratzim either. There are people in the crowd who think that Amrahi is no Kiddushin. Then Shimon comes along with a better offer, right? And he's Mekadesher. Now, Min HaTorah, according to the Shita Lano Delami, this second Kiddushin is futile. It's meaningless, because she's an Eishes Ish. However, says the Shita Lano, Skaishinan Midrabanan, since people don't know, we insist that there should be a get from Shimon. Yeah, you're going to ask him.
Yeah, the Hashin, the Rabbanan, is the Rabbanan are going to make a getter here. That's what it is. It's a getter here, a preventive getter here. And because of that, that preventive getter, therefore we're Hashin.
Well, they're making we're Hashinan. And I'm not sure if it's because or because Chayshinan, therefore, we're making a get. Because we are demanding a get. Again, according to the... All we know from the Rif, all we can really surmise from the Rif, is that there's no Safek Min HaTorah. This situation is resolved Min HaTorah. Again, according to the Ran, it's resolved L'chumra. Meaning that there's no Kiddushin. Therefore, the Chayshinan Midrabanan is less the people at the wedding... mistakenly think that there is a wedding, therefore we need a get from Reuven. According to the Shita Lano Delami, it's the opposite. Min HaTorah, there certainly is no problem, and she's an Eishes Ish, and you shouldn't require anything from Shimon. But Midrabanan, we demand that Shimon give a get. Yeah.
So the Rabbanan are so concerned with Amaratzis.
Well, I mean, that's a siyad gator. We don't want people to make a mistake.
I mean,
all the time. I mean, many Rishonim think that's the pshat, and that's the reason for many drabanan is that people make a mistake, and they'll be nichshal in other things.
You make a mistake in the fact, but not in the
sure, even in the halacha. For example, the Gemara says later on, talked about it already. And if you'd base him in Aleph, Gemara says, Omar Shmuel Kitcher Batamra, right, if he's Makadisher with a date, right? Afilo Omeid Kur Tamarin Bedinar, even if a date in this place is worth less than a pruta, right? Chayshinan, same word, Chayshinan, Shemeshava Pruta B'madai. Then in Madai, maybe where Tamarim are very expensive, maybe it's a pruta over there. So the Bali Tosas, not all Rishonim, there are different views in Rishonim. But the Bali Tosas, prominent group, right, say, really, it shouldn't matter, because their view, ein le hekdesh, and therefore ein le mecher, and therefore ein le kiddushin, ele mekomo v'shaito. We should always measure a pruta by the local market. Right? So what do we care what's going on in Madai? So the Bali Tosas explained, however, what the Gemara meant was, Chayshin Shem Shavruta Mamadai is, we're afraid that there's a Madai man here, visiting in New York City. He goes to the wedding, right, with this Tamra, right, back home, a Tamra's, it's a feast, it's a banquet, right? But he goes to this wedding, and he sees everybody is ignoring the Kiddushin. She gets her, for Reuven gives her a Tamra, is Mekadesher, right? Everybody's laughing. Shimon comes with a real pruta, and she's Mekadesher. So Shimon, he goes back home, right? He tells what he saw in New York City. What's that? So, he says, obviously, they're being Mekadesh B'Tamra, but they had the chief rabbi of New York was there, right? One of the Chachmei HaMesorah, walking Sefer Torah. He was there, he was Mesadar Kedushin. He said the whole thing doesn't work. Now you're back in Madai, the same thing happens. He's quoting the chief rabbi of New York. But really in Madai it should work. So the Bali tells us to say, that's why Chayshinan Shemeshavar Prudava Madai. That's why we insist that there's a get, because you don't know. That's an example. There are many, many such examples.
Yeah. According to the way that Ron's learning, the Amil is critical.
Yeah. So does that, we'll talk more about it in a minute.
Deaf mute from the Mikashinisha Kiddusha Kesef?
Okay. Interesting question. Well, we will see in a few minutes that the Gemara has a sukkim b'oso inyan on daf Zion. So we'll get to it. We'll get to that in a second. Anyway, that's so within the... Let me just develop the shitos first. I'll get back to that. So the shito l'nodolami and the Ran have opposite readings of the Rit of Chayshina Midrabanan. In the Rambam, there are also two perspectives. Two very opposite perspectives. One is that the Rambam here is simply consistent, as I mentioned already a couple of weeks ago, that of all the Rishonim, you would have thought, put it this way, that of all the Rishonim, the one who would have the least problem with the Girsa of our Gemara, Safek Huva Chayshina Midrabanan, would be the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam has a very well-known Shita, in which he is a maverick. In other words, his view is a very minority view that is attacked by many, but it's a very sensational view that the Rambam embraces, and that is that all things being equal, Safek, right, Doraisa, Lechumra, is a Dindrabana. That's what the Rambam says in a few places. Right? We know that, you know, one of the major differences between Safek Daraisa and Safek Drabanan is that Sveka Daraisa is Lechumra and Sveka Drabanan is Lekula. And almost all the Rishonim, you know, with the prominent exception of the Rambam, think that that distinction, Sveka Daraisa Lechumra, Sveka Drabanan Lekula, is a Din Daraisa. However, the Rambam, in a few places, says that Sveka Daraisa Lechumra itself is only a Din Drabanan. This is the famous suggestion of the Shev Shmaitza and other Achronim too, to explain Svek Sveka. Right? Even though it doesn't sound like the Rambam really holds that way. In other words, if you look at the Rambam, it sounds like he has his own reason why Svek Sveka is Lekula. But the Shev Shmaitza says, oh, you know why the Rambam holds Svek Sveka is Lekula? Because really, Safek, one Safek, which is Lechumra only Midrabanan. So if you have a Safek on a Safek which is treated Lechumra only Drabanan, so it's a Sveka Drabanan, and it should be Lekula. A very clever idea of some of the Achron. If you really look at the Rambam when he quotes the din of Svek Sveka, in my opinion, that it's not what he's saying at all. But it's an interesting... The Ra'ah says something very similar about certain Svekas. We talked about this, you know, back in the Ksuvas and Beitza days, you know, over the years. But some Rishonim are the opinion, you know, for the Yoredeya people, this is very important, that Svek, you know, what is a classic case of what we call Svek Sveka, right? Let's say you have Safek Echad Beguf and Safek Echad Betaroves, right? This is you have a suffix because something fell. So you have a suffix to identify, you know, the fact. Let's say a beitza shenolda, right? And you're not sure, you know, whether it was nolda b'yomtov or b'shabbos or not. Let's say, or a suffix trefa. You're not sure whether this particular piece of meat is a trefa or not, right? And in addition to that, it was nisarev. It got mixed up into something else. That's called Safek Echad Beguf. You have one Safek in the Gufa Davar, like you have an intrinsic Safek, and Safek Echad Betaroves. And one Safek of the Svek Sveka is the fact that it was Nisarev. So there's some who hold that if it's Safek Echad Beguf and Safek Echad Betaroves, that's not a real Svek Sveka. We're not Mekil in that case. We're only Mekil if it's Trey Sveki Beguf, or Trey Sveki Betaroves. So why? So there are the mainstream explanation goes something to the effect that in order to be a Svek Sveka, you have to look at both Svekos. So this is kind of what the Rajba says in Taurus Habayis and in Beitza. To look to qualify as a Svek Sveka, you have to look at the two Svekos together. In other words, if you isolate each Safek and you paskin each Safek, so we just say, oh, Safek Lechumra. Oh, there's another Safek Lechumra. Right? Two Sveikos Lechumra do not a Kula make. However, if you have Safek Trey Sveiki Begufe or Trey Sveiki Betaroves, we kind of look at it as a big cholent. We say, oh, this, the only reason, The only problem here would be if both sfeikos were lachomra. It's a sfeik sfeik. But that's not how the Ra'ah interprets it. The Ra'ah is a different pshat. The Ra'ah in Bedek Habayis says, you know what it is? Usually when you have a sfeik taroves, he said, it's not really a sfeik doraisa, which you should be machmer for. He says, in many cases of taroves, many of the cases of taroves are really sfeikos, only midrabanan. In our Torah, they're really resolved by rov and things of that sort, says the Ra'ah. So really, when you have Safek Echa Beguf and Safek Echa Betarobes, usually, not always, but this is what it's meant, usually it's really one Safek Drabanan and then another Safek. So it's Sfeika Drabanan Lakula, and that's the reason that Sfek Sfeika is going to be Mutter. So that's his take on that. Anyways, why am I telling you all this? So that's according to the Rambam, who says that Sfeika Daraisa Lechumra is a Din Drabanan, there are all sorts of implications. Fine. Now, there are also exceptions for the Rambam. This is very important. The most important being, and the most famous being, we discussed this last time when we mentioned it, Asham Talui. Right? The Korban, Asham Talui, is brought in a case of Safek. So clearly, you don't say Sfeika Lekula. In that case, it's a din Torah that you bring a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. Except that, obviously, that's a bit of a different kind of a suffix. Not mathematically, not in terms of probabilities, but in terms of the formal nature of the suffix, how you look at that suffix. When you have what we call ikva yisura, when you have two things on the table, right? You have, and you don't know what you can, you know that one of the two of them is a dvaris. Right, this is chelev, one is chelev, and one is Shuman. You just don't know which. And you ate one of them. That's called Ikva Yisura. And in that case, right, you bring a Karban, if you don't know which one you ate, but you ate one of the two, and they're both staring you in the face, you bring a Karban Ashim Talit, even according to the Rambam. I mean, that's Psukim in the Torah. Okay, so there are exceptions even according to the Rambam. Okay. Now, well, Asham Tali is when you're not sure.
Even if it's not Ikva, if you're not sure, I don't know if I turned on the way to Shabbos.
That's not Ikva Isura.
Like Isura, you still bring an Asham.
No, no, but you don't bring an Asham Tali if you're not sure. No. If you're not sure whether you brought a, whether you... No, that's something. You don't bring an Asham Tali for that. You only bring an Asham Tali in cases where it's Ikva Isura. Everybody agrees with that. I'm just pointing out that for others, that's the difference between Asham Tali and Sveika Daraisa Lechumra. But you don't bring a korban for that. For the Rambam, that also crosses the Rubicon into Sfeikadar. And there are probably other cases as well. So the point is, of all Rishonim, the Rishon of who should have had the least, if anything, the Rambam could, in theory, quote our Gemara. This could be a great proof for Sfeikadar Isa Lechomer being a Dindrabanan. Because the Gemara uses the expression Sfeikahi, the Chayshinan, exactly what bothered the Ran, right, should have been supportive of the Rambam. So I think that there are two things to say here. If you look at the Rishonim, some of them say this. Some of them say, they don't quote the Rambam, but the Meiri, Talmud Rajba, some of them say, well, if you hold Sveika Daraisa Lechumra to be a Din Rabbana, maybe that's a pshat in the Gemara. But irony of ironies, it's the Rambam, right, who took out the words, Chayshina B'Rabbana. So I think that there are two ways to go with this. One is, no, no, this is still a good pshat, and it's an explanation. Meaning, the Rambam read the Gemara, and the Gemara said, Sveikahi, the Chayshina B'Rabbana. So the Rambam, given the fact that in Yad HaChazaka he's already established that typically, with some exceptions, but typically we hold Sveika, Doraisa, Lechumra, to be a Dindrabanan, so when he wrote out the halacha in Hukas Ishus, he doesn't have to bang you over the head with it a million times. He wrote Sneikahi. What should you do now? You should be Chashina Midrabanan, because every Safek Daraisa your Machmir Midrabanan. Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah. In Achanan. So that, 100%. So that's one way to read the Rambam. The other way to read the Rambam is just like Asham Talui. Right, is an actual exception to the rule of Sveika Daraisa Lechumra being only Drabanan, right? So too, apparently, Safek Kiddushin, or this Safek Kiddushin, is an exception. There are a few other seeming exceptions as well. So those are two different ways to read the Rambam. The truth is that the Ran, just to fill in the picture a little bit more, and then I'll get back to another point. The Ran here doesn't quote that part of the Rambam, but he does say, bottom line, the last line in the Ran on Aleph Amud Beis, Lefikach ani mistapek b'chol safek kiddushin yitzricha get midaraisa olo. Based on this Gemara and this Girsa, he says, I'm beginning to wonder, when you have a safek kiddushin, right, doraisa, whether or not you should be machmir or not. Because the Gemara here says chashinim rabbanan. Do you need a get midaraisa or not? Why? I mean, what happened to the rule? He doesn't have any broad ambivalence about the rule of sfeika daraisa, the chumrah being daraisa. The Ran, like the Rajba, is very critical of the Rambam Shita. Where does it come up? In a few sugyas, actually in Kiddushin, both. One is this Gemara later on, in the end of the first parak, talks about safek orla, right? B'chutz laretz, the difference between, even if orla is daraisa, has dinim, in chutz laretz, it could be that safek orla, you know, is lekula, even though it's a din daraisa, a special din. That's one. The other one is in the very end of the Masechta, the Gemara speaks about mamzer. And the Gemara has a very famous conclusion, right, that, mamzer vadai velo safek. If you, minat Torah, if you have a mamzer vadai, it's, you know, the Isra of Knisa l'kohol applies, and if it's mamzer safek, then we don't apply that din, minat Torah. So the Rajba and the Ran, in Kiddushin, in the end of the Masechta, in Atzar Yochsin, and again earlier, the Ran certainly earlier on Safek Orla, they both zero in on these two Gemaras. They say, well, these are based on Limudim. We have a Limud that Safek Orla b'chutz laretz is Lekula. We have a Limud that Safek, that Mamzer, right, Vadai velo Safek. So what do you need a Limud? If the Rambam was right, that Sveika, Daraisa, Lechumra, right, is only a Dindra Banan, but Minatori are always Mekil, so of course you need Vadai Mamzer, Minatora. And of course, Safek, Orla, right, should be Lahakel, the Chutzarts. Anything, the question is, why should it be Machmir in Eretz Yisrael? So that's probably a Dindra Banan or something like that. Or maybe that's the Chiddush. So the Ran and the Rajba, you know, quote numerous sugyas to try to neutralize the Rambam's conclusion that Sveika Daraisa of the Chumra is only a din. Rabbanan. So what's he going to do here? But he has this girsa in front of him. Sveika Hivarashin v'Rabbanan. So he says, you know what? Maybe Kiddushin is an exception. And we should be Mekil even on Daraisa. Just like, he doesn't say just like, I'm adding the just like. Just like Mamzer, and just like Safek or Lebechutz Laretz. Why? But the reasoning here is different than in those two Gemaras. In those two Gemaras, it's because Vadai below Safek. I'll explain what I think that means in just a second. What about here? So he says, the Afshar de Midaraisa Shari Mishum de Ikalamemer Hamid Ishal Cheskasa. The Maishna Mikol Teku de Mamona Darmin and Hamid Mamon Al Cheskasa. This kimu kol gedolei or achronim shafilu tokfu tavei motziim miyado hachanami midina sulemer hachi pashtu muteres lihinase ella mipnei chumra de erva asur rabbanan umishimachar minin hacha sveika ava v'cheshin mirabbanan. The Ran says it's true that sveika daraisa is the chumra, but here the circumstances are different because every Safek Kiddushin, right, could be resolved by a Chazaka de Mikara, right, of Cheskas Pnuya. If you're not sure whether Kiddushin took place, always say, well, right, Hamotzi mi Cheskasa, right, you have to bring a Raya. Just like, that's what he's quoting. Just like in Dine Mamanis, whenever there's a Safek, we go with the Nitva. Why? Because of Motzi Mechavero, Olav Araya. So too, that means whenever there's a Mukzakus, right? Even though there's a safek, we always rely on the muksak. So here there's also muksak. She's becheskas, her status quo ante is pnuya, right? It takes a transformation, right, to change that. The burden of evidence is on, right, establishing a new identity. And therefore, safek, kidushin, is always azlinon, basar, cheskas, pnuya. Just one more second. So he says that's the pshat. Then he adds, however, aval harav ravalsi alfasi, kosav lekama bepirkin, bebaya de rav mari, bekelev haratzach reha, the solka bateku, dhavali sveken daraisa lechumra, the tzorach even. So it's interesting. Later on, the Gemara has on chesed base, Gemara says if a dog is running after the woman, and the husband, the would be husband, you know, saves her from this mad dog, right? So the Gemara is mistapek whether or not that's a kiddushin. So on the one hand, she's nana for the fact that he saved her. On the other hand, maybe she'll say to him, or, you know, well, you're obligated to save me. You know, you call Yisrael Arayim Zelazah. Now, quoting that, but I mean, so the Gemara says, safek, the riff, paskins in that case, that it's a safek. And since it's a safek, you need a get. So the Ran says, well, what happened to my idea, which is that safek kiddushin is always lakula, Pazazina and Basar, Cheskas, Pnuya. That's the... Now, what's fascinating, of course, is that the Ran is suggesting this idea according to the language of our Gemara. Clearly, as he himself noted, the Rif, you know, doesn't think that our case is a Safek Daraisa at all. So it's interesting that he's bothered by the fact that the Rif doesn't hold this view, when he himself is admitting that the motivation for the view, which is the language of the Gemara, is not something that the Rif, anyways, is bound by. That's A. B, and I'll take the question one more second, is the, there's an interesting discussion in the Marit, Tshuva of the Marit, and it's also quoted in the Avnei Miluim, and the Avnei Miluim has his own take on this, and that is that maybe, even if you hold like the Ran, that Cheskas Pnuya is always decisive in the case of Safek, maybe not in all cases, because we find that in some cases, it depends what the nature of the safek is. It's like safek karov la, safek karov la. Like he throws the kiddushin to her, right? And the question is, like, where did it land? Did it land, you know, closer to him or closer to her? So basically what the Marit and the Avnei Miluim are trying to get at is there can be two types of safekos. One is a safek in the chalos ha'ishos, meaning whether on the effectiveness of the kiddushin. And when you have that, you know, that's one kind of an issue. The other is whether there was even a ma'isa kiddushin. So what the Marit and the Avnei Miluim seem to try to be saying is that even if you accept the Ran's idea, maybe you can make the following distinction. Whenever a Maisa Kiddushin was done, even if it's a Safek, whether it's Kal, but Al Pidin, it's considered a Maisa Kiddushin, Cheskas Pnuya is no longer the relevant question. Because if the Maisa was done properly, then the Cheskas Pnuya is old history. It's irrelevant. It's only when, right, the Safek is about whether or not there's even a Maisa Kiddushin that Cheskas Pnuya is going to be relevant. Yeah. You had a question?
You touched on the point that you said, Kiddushin, Hare Nesina Lefanecha. So you may say that when it's not...
Exactly. Right. Like the Gemara says in a bunch of places...
You're saying that the stuff is if the Nesina is a Maisa at all, so then it actually becomes...
Right, exactly. That's exactly the... Okay. So that's in terms of...
Can I just ask one question? This is about Sofik. Why isn't the institution of Sotar an indication that Lachumra? I mean, the whole institution of Sotar, we don't know for sure she's a Sotar, she has to drink the Maimon ring, so we obligate her, Mitor Sofik, to follow the whole procedure. So don't you...
The Sofik Tuma.
Do you why so you see a Sofik Lachumra?
Well, I mean, so this is the point. I just want to elaborate on this anyway, just a little bit more, without going into the detail of each. Or why don't we take it a step back, right? You're asking about... Safek Sota has, of course, its own dynamic, right? So Simcha is saying, number one, it's Safek Tumah, and then it's the paradigm for, you know, Sabiktum Brishus HaYachid, Sabiktum Brishus HaRabim. So that already makes it a little bit of a trickier kind of an issue. Moreover, the whole process of Sota, right, enters into this whole question. The Kinui, the Stira, this is the famous discussion of the Beis Halevi. A couple of years ago we learned Ksuvas, we talked about it more extensively, meaning that the Beis Halevi has this Ha'ara that, you know, when there's Kinui, you know, so that just changes the whole equation anyway. It kind of sets up that even a Safek, you know, or anything, you know, that constitutes a kind of a betrayal of the Ishus is going to undermine, you know, the Ishus. So Safek Sota already is a good example where there are other elements other than the factual Safek, the Metzius question, whether she was Mizan or not, is, you know, is almost beside the point. I wouldn't say it's beside the point, but it, so that's too strong.
In
but
our case, let's say Nasanuva,
yeah, so Nubari, I'm saying, look,
and then he declared that she's a Sota.
Ooh, whoa, say that again.
The Agamoy.
We're just trying to figure out the case.
No, but
and now you
the question
you know,
is whether she's Mekudesh or Namekudesh. It's Misafik. What's her status? What happens if the first husband follows through and takes,
well, her, the, I mean, the
takes her to the Kohen?
Are we talking about the, you know, the Rambam's Safek, the Rif's Safek, or the Gemara's Safek? And if we're talking about the Rans, are we talking about the Shtil Nodalmis or the Rans?
It would be an interesting situation, wouldn't it?
That much I'll give. Beyond that, we have to break down each step. But let me just say the following. How come there are certain dinim... See, let me say it this way. Number one, for the Ran is a very interesting paradigm. Because as I say, the Ran is an advocate, he's a critic of the Rambam, when it comes to Safek D'oraisa L'chumra being only Midrabanan. Very clearly, like the Rashba. And yet, until he had encountered this Rif question, right, he's willing to take a whole area of Halacha, Kiddushin, right, and to say, based on Safek, based on Cheskas Pnuya, that Safek is L'kula here. Correct? So in a way, one could suggest the same idea, what we'll call it the parallel opposite idea, for the Rambam. Namely, if the Rambam, instead of saying that the Pshat in the Rambam is Sveikahi because the Chayshin of Rabbanan is superfluous and even misleading, because of course it's Chayshin of Rabbanan, that's what Safek D'oraisa typically always is for the Rambam. Let's say we don't take that Pshat. Let's say we take the pshat that says, even though the Rambam normally holds Sveika D'oraisa L'chumra is only a D'rabbanan, just like we know that there are exceptions, for example, Asham Talui, and probably a few other things, so too, there's another exception, and that's in the area of Kiddushin. Why should it be so? Why should Kiddushin be more chamor than other areas of Halacha if Sveika D'oraisa L'chumra is normally only D'rabbanan? But I think that the answer may very well be that for the Rambam, the din of erva is a different category. And that Safek erva is l'chumra d'oraisa. Okay? So let me explain a little more in either direction what I mean. Why is it that in some areas of... We can ask this question for individual Rishonim based on their more default views. Or we can ask this question just by analyzing the acknowledged exceptions on both sides. In other words, everybody agrees that Mamzer, Vadai, Velo Safek. And everybody agrees that Safek, Orla, let's say, Bechutz Laretz, even if Orla is also Minat Torah, Bechutz Laretz, is Lekula. Right? I'll give you another example. Right? In Hilchos Avelos, we have a rule. Right? Right? We're Mekel, Kedivrei, I mean, Halacha, Kedivrei, Mekel, Be'avel. Or Be'avel. Right? So some Rishonim think that that's just another way of saying Sveika Drabana Lekula, because almost all the dinim of Avelos are Drabana. However, if that were the case, then there'd be some exceptions, at least according to some Rishonim. Because some Rishonim think that there are Dine Avelos, some of them are D'oraisa. Right? This is a debate. But some Rishonim think that Yom Kvura Umisa, right, the dinim of Avelos are D'oraisa. So, or whatever, whichever dinim are d'oraisa, right? Are they not subject to the din of halacha kedivrei amekel ba'avel? So this is a major, major debate. The Ramban in Torah Sa'adam has two deos on this question. according to the view that there can be Daraisa Dinam of Avelus, and still you're going to say Halacha Kedivre Hamekel Ba'avel, like why should it be so? Right? So like Mamzer and like Orla, it seems to be another example where we are Mekel. Even under Daraisa, I'll give another example, just very quickly. Example that I like very much. About Bechor. Right, a Bechor takes Pishnayim Benachala, right? So the Gemara says, what happens if the Bechor, in the hospital or whatever, the children get mixed up. Okay? So you're not sure who's the Bechor and who's the Pasha. And let's say there are more children afterwards.
Watomin. The twins.
Oh, Ta'omin. Yeah, correct. Let's say you have five siblings, right, and one Bechor, but the Bechor was, say, Ta'omim, let's say, and they didn't mark, or they mixed up who was the Bechor and who was the Pasha. Okay? So the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Adaf Kuf Chav Zayin, that if it was Hukru Ul Basof Nisarvu, right? And there was a moment where they knew who was the Bechor and who was the Pasha. Then they mixed them up afterwards. So then the halacha is Kosvin Harsha Zulazu. That each one, the two who are, in the mix, right? They're the oldest two, let's say, the two that got mixed up, they can make a deal with each other, not when they're, infants, but, 50 years later when the Yerusha is a matter of concern, right, they can each come to an agreement about how between them they want to split up the Chelek HaBechora and Pashut, and they can proceed from there. However, if it is, right, Nisarvu Mitchila, if there never was a Hakara, Torah says about Bechor, in Parshas Ki Teitzeh, what does it say? Yakir. Right? Lo Yivakeris, then, who's the Balkor here? Oh, Huval Pnei Benas Nuah HaBechor, something like that. Kias and Bechor, Benas Nuah Yakir. Right. So there's a din of Akara. So the din is that if it was Nisarva Mitchila, they can't write a Harsha Zelazah. And you lose the Chelek, there's no Chelek Bechor. So, that's really Tamua Bioter. Who cares whether or not the babies were mixed up, from the very beginning, or there was a moment which this Bechor was recognized. In the end of the day, it's the same two candidates, and they made a financial agreement, and objectively, there is a Bechor, right? So what is that? The Yerushalmi says the same thing, maybe the Bavli too, but certainly it's clearer in the Yerushalmi, about Make Aviv and Kilas Aviv. Like if you have two children, they get mixed up from two different parents, right? And they both beat up, Mimanashach, the father of one, or Makalel. It seems according to at least the view in the Yerushalmi that you won't say Mimanashach about the Klala or the Hakah in such a case. How come? Why? So let me just add. I mean, these are all different cases. But I want to just make a broader suggestion. So let's get to, I'll just give you one other example or two other examples quickly on this side of it. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Bechoros really, main sugah is really in Bechoros, according to Bava Metzia also, the famous sugah of Takva Kohen, that if you have if you're doing the process of Meiser Behema, right? So what is it? You have the Behemas and they get... what's it called? The Tachasa. They get the Sikra, they get the, they get painted. Every tenth one, the Meiser Behema. And the question is, what happens if Kafats, Echad, and Menuhi, let's say they went through and then one of them jumped back into the pen. It doesn't matter how many are in the pen, they're patur, because of the possibility that you're just not going to know the count anymore, right? So the Gemara says that the reason for that is because asiri vadai velo safek. Right? So, again, why dafka siri? I mean, you could figure it out, that probably. The Rishonim asked a question, the Balamor asked a question at the end of Psachim, the last Balamor, about Sviras Omer, right? This, you know, why is it that you don't, in Chutz Laaretz, why don't you count, you know, Sveka the Yoma for Sviras Omer? They give different answers to the question. And the famous answer in the Achronim is the answer of the Devar Avram. He quoted this Gemara about Meiser Behema, about Asiri Vaday Velo Safek. So he didn't think it was a special din in Meiser Behema, which it very well might be. He thought it was a din in Minyan. That whenever you're counting something, by definition, a Safek is not a count. Counting implies decisiveness. So Asiri Velo Safek isn't a din in Meiser Behema, and it's not a Zeres HaKasuv either. It's a din in Minyanim. That's how the Dvar of Ram understood it. And that's how he explained why there's no Sveik in the Yoma in Sfiras HaOmer. Because if you start saying Hayom X, you know, O Shema X plus 1, so you haven't added what you've done and you know, secured what you've done, is you just destroyed the whole notion of a decisive count. So why am I telling you all these things? Meaning, there are certain areas in Halacha where, even though we say Sveika L'chumra, right, we don't allow, you know, that extra or to treat it as a Safek, because there are certain issues in which decisiveness is a critical factor. Things that count is an example. The story with the Bechor, let's say, or maybe this real story with the Mice of Behema, anything having to do with a personal stature or status, in my opinion, typically requires a decisive determination. So a Bechor, which is a din of Yakir, and the Bechor is somebody who, I'm not talking about the particular, you know, this particular Bechor. Structurally, in the family framework, a Bechor is somebody who has a certain, you know, function and role. And therefore, you can't have a mimanefshach. Mi bein shnehem, there's a Bechor. You know what I'm saying? There has to be Yakir. There's only one Bechor. If he gets mixed up, then it's a financial issue. But if he never was identified as a Bechor, al pidin, that takes away from his status of being a Bechor. Kilas aviv, makir aviv. It has to do with a little bit, a lot, with to do with, you know, being a ben and being an av. And again, I'm not talking about whether these particular people have a relationship or not. That's already a secondary question. I mean, structurally, in the family structure, you can't have a mimanashach ben and a mimanashach av when it comes to hakah and klal. That's what I'm saying? So too, an avela. That's kind of what Ramban says in Torah Sa'adam about Avelos. Ramban says, listen, a lot of the dinim of Avelos have to do with, you know, with feelings of Agmas, Nefesh, you know, and so on. If you're not sure, right, it undermines, you know, the sense of Tsar and Avel. Right? So we say, Halacha Kedivrei Hamekel Ba'avel, even on Dinam Daraisa, because if it's only a Safek, you can't really muster the same kind of approach, right, to this Neo Gavelos that you require. That's kind of what the Ramban says. I mean, it's a, you know, he's, yeah. So that's a Dinam, what's a Dinam, Mamzer Vade Velo Safek? Because again, a Mam, it's a negative status. But a Mamzer is, part of the thing of Mamzer is not objectively is a Mamzer. Mi bain, you know, kulam, there's a Mamzer. It's that Mamzer has a certain unacceptable symbol in Klal Yisrael, a noticeable symbol. And if he's a Safek, you know, if he's, you know, mixed into the rest of the Tzibor, then that aspect of his being a Mamzer, Mamzer's Vadai Velo Safek, apparently Orlan Chutz Aretz too. So even though we say Sveika Daraisa L'chumra, there are cases where we're going to be making. In the opposite direction, right, we find a similar manifestation. And then again, I always like to quote the Ramban in Masachet Chulin. The Ramban there says that, you know, why is it that we don't say Safek, you know, Tuma, Birshus Arabim, Lahakel? We should say it more often than we do. Right? So the Ramban says, well, there are certain things you're not going to say it about. For example, you're not going to say it about Trumos. Because the Torah says about Truma that it has to be Mishmeres Trumosai. There are areas of halacha, in other words, where you need shmira. And where you need shmira, right, safek, right, is always going to be lechumra, even when there seem to be, you know, klalei hachra that are lekula. So I think that that might be the pshat in the Rambam here, the opposite of the Ran. The Ran's saying, whenever you have safek kedushin, daraisa, but you have a cheskas pnuya. Right, and the Rambam may be saying, even though it's true that Sveika Daraisa, Lechumra is only a Din Drabanan, but maybe here, Dafka it's Daraisa, because Erva isn't just Stam a Safek. Maybe Safek Erva, which also is sometimes defined as Tuma, right, is, and in the area of Ishus, which is a Dover Shabikdusha, so maybe here, Dafka, we are Machmir. Okay. Yeah.
I'm sort of wondering about the Ran's comparison of Ishus to Dinei Mamonos, when almost
or Cheskas Pnuya to Cheskas Mamon.
Right, where the entire year we've basically been trying to distinguish between Isurim.
Well, you know, obviously, listen, we distinguish in many things, and the overlap also exists. I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is, this is just part of a much bigger question. You know, it's something that the Achronim spoke about a lot. Beginning with, I mean, earlier the Rishonim talked about it, but in a more systematic way, it's something that is, you know, well known in the Ksos's brother, the Kutch Lasfekos, namely, what is the relationship between Motzi Mechaver, Olav Araya, Cheskas Mamon, and Cheskas Iser? Right? Are they really the same? Or what's the relationship between, just like what's the relationship between, you know, Muchzakus and Amarakama? Right? These are some of the questions. What are the different levels of status quo in halacha? So you could make the argument that Motzi Mechaver Olav Araya, you know, isn't about the likelihood or just status quo. It's about, you know, physically being Motzi Mamon. You know, like it's Sheval Taisa Adif. We talk about Cheskas Pnuya, it's not Sheval Taisa Adif, right? Although it is a status quo ante. So I think that is a bigger issue. Namely, is what the Ran is laboring to do, and you could almost, you know, feel that he is a little bit subconscious, you know, subconsciously, you know, pushing it hard, like, you know, the ikilamemer habadishol cheskasa, the maishna, I mean, why not just leave it at that? Just say, you have a suffix, so you should apply, you should resolve the suffix through the chazaka, cheskas pnuya. Why do you need to add, the maishna, mikol teku de mamona, derminin habadishol cheskaso, and his kimu gokol gedole achronim, that tapfu, you know, emotsim miyado? I think it's because the Ran, you know, is a little bit reticent to equate Motzi Mechaver Olav Araya and Cheskas Pnuya. And I'd say much, much later on, obviously, hundreds of years later, the Achronim all, you know, discuss. I don't remember whether they quote this Ran to be, it would be a good thing to quote. But I have to look again. It's like cloud base or something in the Kutches HaSfekos. So that, I think, is a bigger question than the question. Because, I mean, you're right. I mean, there are numerous distinctions, and part of our limud the whole year has been to try to show that, you know, even when Kedushin borrows from Dinei Mamonos, you know, it's a Davar Shem Kedushin. I'm saying that again for the Rambam. But that is true. Having said that, that doesn't mean that there are no overlaps. It doesn't mean that there are no parallels. So to me, the bigger question is that part of it. Okay. So getting back now, let's discuss for a few minutes.
Just
If that is the pshat in the Rambam, that you hold suffic air was the chumrah, shouldn't that manifest itself in more cases in the Rambam itself?
It might.
Beyond this specific suffic amir case? Like, do we find expression of it beyond
I think so. Amir? I mean, again, the Rambam has some of the bias, the Kalev case, things like that. The Rambam seems to be machmir in a bunch of those cases, too. So, yeah, it should, and I think it does.
Okay.
Yeah. But we'd have to go through one by one to see, more. But my distinct impression is yes, that it does. Okay. Let me talk for a couple of minutes about Nasnahi, the missing case. Nasnahi v'amarhu. So the Rif and the Rambam both say that Nasnahi v'amarhu, right, is not good at all. That's not a suffix in the Gemara. Whatever you say about Nasanu v'amrehi, Nasnahi v'amarhu seems to be for sure no good. Bali Tosis on Heyam and Beis also relate this question, and they give a different answer. Hanasanu v'amrehi. So Tosa says, Mashal hitzker klal nas nahiv amarhu. Exactly this question. Mishum delo psikale de pa'amim mikudashis banum chashuv kedamar lekama. So what does that mean? That's a reference to the Gemara later on Zion Amud Aleph. If you could turn there for a minute, where the Gemara says the following. The Gemara has numerous cases here, very interesting cases. The Gemara says as follows. On the upper part, I would say one third of the way down. Boy Rav. Helech Mana. Right? She says to him, right? She says to this man, Helech Mana, take $100. Va'kadesh anilach, and I will be miskadeshes, right, to you. Oh. Mahu. What's the halacha in that case? And she gives him money or a ring and says, take the ring, and with this ring, thee me wed or something like that, right? Instead of I thee wed, or I thee wed. So, what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, Amar Marzutra, Mishmei Dera Papa, Mikudeshes, the Kiddushin works. Okay, this is quite interesting. It seems to be against everything that we know. So the Gemara says, Amar Liravashi, right, Lemar Zutra, Im Kain, if this is the case, it sounds like Havalei Nechasim Sheish Lamachrayas Niknim Nechasim She'ein Lamachrayas Hanan Ipcha Tanan Nechasim She'ein Lamachrayas Niknim Nechasim Sheish Lamachrayas Bekesef Pishtar Bechazak. What does that mean? We know the halacha of Agav. The Gemara speaks about it extensively later in the Masechta and Daf Chav Vav and Chav Zayin. There's something called a Kinyan Agav, a piggyback Kinyan, we could call it, meaning you are acquiring a piece of real estate, karka, so in the process you can also acquire metaltalin. Metaltalin can be nikna agav karka. The Gemara later on debates whether or not it's only in a case of what we call tzivurin, meaning that metaltalin is sitting on the karka, right? Or no, it doesn't even have to be there. You could just use the mechanism of kinyan karka and include or by virtue of that, transaction, right, to also acquire metaltalin. Okay, good. That's the din of kinyan, metaltalin, agav karkas. So the Gemara says, but here it sounds like the opposite is happening. Namely, the woman is giving him $100. She's acquiring $100. That's metaltalin. And through the metaltalin, he's gaining her. The Rishonim, all bothered, Bali Tosis and the Ramban and the Rajb and others, they all say, well, this isn't even a reverse agav because we say agav bakarka. Maybe we'll say about avadim. Doesn't seem like even that. The Gemara says in Bava Kama that we don't even say agav by avadim, only by real karka. Certainly we don't say it by an adam ben chorin. So the Rishonim say different things. Some of them say, okay, it's a little bit exaggerated. What we're saying is, in your worst imagination or your best imagination, you might think of this as, a kind of a reverse agav, but even then, it's reversed, right? Avalhacha, Right, what are you going to say? So the Gemara says, Amalei mi savers to Amalei Agav. Do you think that we're talking about Agav here? Hacha ba'adam chashev askinan. We're talking about a case where he's a very respected man. Right, he's a man of stature. With the hana that he deigns to accept her matana, right? That is what establishes the kinyan kiddushin. That's the equivalent of the hana. In other words, what really happens here is that the pleasure she gains by his recognizing her gift, right, is what triggers the kiddusha. So what does this have to do with Nasnahi v'amarhu? So what Tosa said was something very, very fascinating. Tosa said the case of Nasnahi v'amarhu isn't in the Gemara. The Gemara speaks of Nasnahi v'amarhu, good. Nasnahi v'amarhi, no good. The controversial middle case is Nasnahi v'amarhi. Where did Nasnahi, she gives v'amarhu, where did that case go? Why don't we talk about that case, right? Tosa says, lo psika milsa. Because if it's an adam chashuv, then nasnahi v'amarhu works. And if not, then it doesn't work. So the Gemara didn't want to get into it because it's not a uniform halakha. That's Tosas. Says the Gra, if you look at the little os aleph in Tosas there. Right? Is that? Yeah? What does the Gra say? Nir be'enai harifa harambam v'harajba cholkin alzeh. Well, we already know that the Rif and the Rambam seem to be arguing because they are posek milsa. They say nasnahi v'amarhu is no good. Rif said it and the Rambam said it, right? But what do they do with adam chashuv? Ah! So for that you have to open up the Rajba, as the Gra told us. Like, why would you say the Rif and the Rambam and the Rajba disagree? Once you said the Rif and the Rambam disagree, you don't need to say the Rajba. I mean, he was a great man, but the answer is because the explanation is found in the Rajba. So if you open up the Rajba, he explains it.
That's an example of Nosanhu.
Exactly, that's what the Rajba said. Excellent. I didn't say if they said the Rif and the Rambam and they mentioned you, that he shouldn't say it. 100%.
I saw the Rajba.
Oh, you've seen the Rajba. Okay. So you're also an honest man, in addition to everything else. So also, that shows you're a wise man, to see the Rajba. So the Rajba basically says that the Rambam and the Rif, right, disagree with the Bali Tosas because they think that what Tosas says is an inaccurate description of Adam Chashuv. Namely, just to make sure everybody caught the idea, what the Rajba says is, who is the no sein in Adam Chashuv? What happened? She gives money, right? But the reason that the Kiddushin is Chal is because she, right, derives benefit, pleasure from the fact that he receives her gift. So who's the real recipient? The answer is she's the recipient. He receives money, but that isn't the kesef kiddushin. The kesef kiddushin is the hiyana. So really, it's nasan who the amar who.
Why is amar who?
What?
Why is this amar?
Oh, so the Rambam says when he talks about this case. Right, the Rambam.
Rashi says the Amarhu.
What?
Rashi says.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Rashi's right. That's
the Rambam, Rashi, they all say that the case is a case here on Zion Amud Aleph, where he says, Haret Mekudeshesli, Vahiyana, 1 second.
Vakadeshanilah.
Here. Vahu Kiblo. The Amar Lo is Kad Shali
Bekach. But the Gemara doesn't say that.
The Gemara doesn't say that. But the Rambam does also say it. Here, what is it? Perikei Halakha Chaf Vabes, is it? 1 second. Yeah. Amar Lo. No, that's a different one. Amra Lo. This is in the middle of Halakha Chaf Vabes. Perikei Halakha Chaf Vabes. Listen to this. Amra Lo, she says to him, Halach dinar zematana, take this, sum of money as a gift, va'eskadesh lach, or lacha, and I will be your wife. ulakacho, and he took the money, he accepted the gift. The amar la, harayat mekudeshesli, b'hanazu shekibalti mi meich matana imanam choshev reizem mekudeshes, shana yesh la biyoso nosna mimena, u'bahanazu tikna atzmo la. So it's clear in the Rambam, and that's what the Rashba is bringing out, and in Rashi, as you correctly point out, that it's basically Nasan who, the Amar who. So now the question is, it's such a good explanation. Once you read the Rashba, you go back to the Bali Tosis. Well, what were the Bali Tosis talking about? What did they think? So there are two, I think, broadly speaking, two ways to understand the Bali Tosis. First, I'll take the question. Go ahead.
Did you say that any man that a woman gives money to is comparison not in Pashu?
That's a beautiful... Yeah. We're not saying that. We're saying that this applies only to somebody who has a certain objective stature. Because what's that?
How do you object?
You know what? I think it's like many other things where we might argue exactly where, you know, that there might be gray areas and we might argue where the line is. And at the same time, we can pretty much know what's on either side of the line. Right? You know, a king. I think it's somebody who has objective stature where it's clear that people clamor for this person's, you know, recognition, or you'd be able to, you know, whether it's finding favor in his eye, you know, whether it's because of his good deeds or his you know, position of power or celebrity, or whether or not that relationship is something that other people are impressed. I think there are numerous models for it. I think there are cases where clearly, once you have this category of Anum Chashu, by the way, it's a suffix in the Gemara. I should make it clear also. And it's not clear that it would work. The Gemara goes on to say in Zayin Amud Aleph, I hope we'll get there, you know, the Gemara discusses, what about Linyan Mamona? Is there a difference between Kiddushin and Mamonas? In either direction. There's a debate whether or not this is all this question's only about Adam Chashu, or it's about all the cases in the Gemara? You know, what's it really all about? In the Gemara Bab Metzia, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, we've talked about this years past, there's a major debate between Rav and Levi about Kinyan Chalipin. We talked about it, I think, earlier in the year. Right, so Rav says that the Kli, this is the Rus story coming up in Shavuos, right, is Kelav Shel Koneh. Right, who's now whose now was it? Right? So the Rav's, in the opinion, Caleb Shalkona. Levi said Caleb Shalmakna. So Levi said Caleb Shalmakna, it's a big, already the Gemara struggles with it, and then the Rishonim struggle, like, how can it be? I mean, what's going on? And they also ask the reverse Agav. Almost the exact Shakvatari that we have here in the Ar Gemara, in Zayin Amud Aleph, in Kiddushin, appears in Mem Vav Amud Aleph in Bamitziah. So some of the Rishonim say, yeah, it's Adam Pashu, even though the Gemara there doesn't say Adam Pashu. Right. So is there like a paler version of this without an Adam Pashu, or anybody who you make Adam, a subjective Adam Pashu? Or is it implicit that it's Adam Pashu? Or maybe it's just a different sugya completely? I don't want to get into all of that right now. Some of the Rishonim here discuss it, some of the Rishonim there discuss it. It's very relevant to your very legitimate question, which is, isn't it, if I... Obviously, I think you to be important enough that I'm giving you this gift, you know, to... It's a very important question. However, mostly, it's understood that this really is an objective category, at least in Kiddusha. And again, that doesn't mean that there aren't going to be ambiguities in terms of where to draw the... Like, who is that? But probably we can all figure out who it's not, and probably we can figure out cases where it certainly is. And there'll probably be a few cases, you know, in between. Anyways, what I wanted to do is, my time is almost up, I thought we'd get further, but we'll try to finish up Nasa Novomri next week, but I want to just make the following suggestion before we adjourn for today, and then next week we'll talk about what the Sefek in Nasa Novomri is, and the role of Amira, and Amira Bishtar, and Amila Basukin Boso Inyan, and Amira with the wrong Lashon, and we'll talk about all that next week. Regarding Nasa Nehiv Amarhu, I just want to go back for a second. What did the Bali Tosis mean? Once you see the Rashba and the Rambam, it seems clear that this is not Nosani. Do they really think, like you said, The Gemara doesn't say that we're talking about, you know, Nasan Huvi Amar Hu. Right? We're not sure who does the Amira in this case. There are two ways to read the Bali Tosis. One is that when they say Lo Psika La Milsa, they mean something very pragmatic. Meaning they're not really arguing fundamentally with the Rajva and the Rambam. They're just saying, listen, the Gemara doesn't have this case because it looks like, before you analyze it analytically, halachically, it looks like a case of Nasan Huvi Amar Hu. Right? And it works. In Adam Chashu. That's all they meant. And the Rajvas and the Rambam are saying, you know, we're not interested in how it looks. We're interested in legally what it is. But what's more intriguing would be the idea that the Bali Tosis really felt that this was a Nasan Huvi Amar Hu that works. In which case, their whole view of Kiyikach Ish Isha and what it means to be the Kiyikach, the initiator, is different. Because it's an acknowledged case, in the case of Adam Chashuv, of Nesina Sa'isha that really works. So I want to pick up on that possibility next week. I'll just give you one other example just to highlight it. In Shulchan Aruch, they discuss the following case. Let's say you have an Adam Chashuv, right? And you did Nasna Hi V'Omra Hi, like you think they might have done in the Gemara, right? Meaning, what she said to him, take this $100 gift, and with that I will become your wife. And he's an Adam Chashuv. But she also said it. So some of the poskim say, well, you know, let's apply the Rajba analysis, meaning, there's Nasan Huvi Amar Hi here, but it isn't really, it's really Nasan Huvi Amar Hi, because the Nesina is still with the Hana, not with the Matana. So whatever the Dina is of Nasan Huvi Amar Hi, here on in our Gemara, Huadin in Nasnahi, what looks like Nasnahi, Va'amrahi of Nanum Chashu. And other poskim say, no, because already we're pushing it with this whole Nasnahi, you know, reality of Anum Chashu. When you don't even have, right, the Omar, who, we're going to treat it like Nasnahi, Va'amrahi, not like Nasan, who, Va'amrahi. Clearly, anybody who says that doesn't think that this translates into a pure Nasan Hu. You had a question?
No.
Oh, yeah. And then we'll
going back to the Ephron situation with Yaakov, it clearly was an Adam Chashuv. What I mean in the Yaakov.
Right, but there was no Nasna there at all.
Well, Ephron was making so-called offers.
Right, but at the end of the day,
but Yaakov didn't accept it.
Right, but that's not meaning the only significance of the Adam Chashuv is if there's a reversal in the Kona and the Makna. But there wasn't in that case. Avram Avinu was paying, you know, over la socher for the field. He was a Kona. Are you talking about
but in the Ephron? Beginning, Ephron, you said, yeah, I don't, but in the beginning, Ephron was sort of saying, take it.
With
as a matana. As a matana.
That's also, but that's also a. He was a konen. Right, but he was a konen. The Adam Chashuv is in the opposite case, where they what looks like the she can't be the konen. She's the mak. That's the problem.